USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's first national security advisor, Michael Flynn, is before a judge at a federal courthouse in Washington, D.C. at this hour, about to be sentenced after pleading guilty to lying to the FBI about contacts with a top Russian official during the presidential transition. Special counsel Robert Mueller recommending no prison time for Flynn, saying he's cooperated greatly in the ongoing Russia investigation. The Chicago Police Department remains in mourning after two of its officers were killed yesterday, struck by a commuter train as they were investigating a report of shots fired. It's expected that the Federal Reserve's policymaking arm will end a meeting that starts today and ends tomorrow with an announcement that it's going to raise interest rates again. President Trump tweets this morning that he hopes he doesn't see that happen. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Saturday Night Live creator Lorne Michaels reportedly sent cast member Pete Davidson to get help after Davidson wrote on Instagram over the weekend that he didn't want to be on this earth anymore. Police in New York City checked up on him after he posted that message. All of the SNL sketches he was to be in were scrapped over the weekend, though Davidson appeared in the show to present the musical guests.
This is not about Republicans and Democrats. This is about what does it mean to be an American.
After another closed-doors meeting with Republican members of the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees yesterday, former FBI Chief James Comey was slamming Republicans, who he says have to stop being numb to President Trump's actions and words.
Republicans used to understand that the actions of a president matter, the words of a president matter, the rule of law matters, and the truth matters. Where are those Republicans today?
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders tweets that Republicans should actually be standing up to Comey and what she calls his tremendous corruption. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
You've probably heard about that latest ruling on Obamacare by a federal judge last Friday. It's had many folks wondering, what's next? Well, here's more on that from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Immediate changes to health insurance coverage aren't likely, even after a federal judge in Texas ruled that Obamacare is unconstitutional. As far as when we can expect to hear something more about this case, Hadley Heath Manning is the director of policy with the Independent Women's Forum. She believes
this could drag on for months as it works its way through the court system. People will remember that in 2010, when the Affordable Care Act passed, many states, led by Florida at that time, filed a lawsuit against the individual mandate. And that case was filed like the evening that the law was signed by President Obama. And it took until 2012 before the Supreme Court decided the case. And, of course, that's the ruling everyone remembers where Justice Roberts sided with the majority and said that this was a proper use of Congress's taxing power.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
When report cards go home on a Friday, reports of child abuse rise on a weekend. That's according to a new study that looked at data from Florida's public school system and that state's child abuse hotline. Researchers say the abuse can possibly be linked to a parent's anger about school performance or behavior. For USA Radio News,